This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
And welcome to Lay Link with Basha and Tiana on Joy 94.9. We are so happy to be here tonight.
Yes, we are.
Yes, we are. We would love it if you would get in contact with us. Send us a text right now on 0427-JOY-949. You can even email us at onair@joy.org.au. Now, Basha, we have a packed show.
We do. We do.
That's
I know.
It.
So I'm just taking a break because it's, you know, we're going to talk for like the next hour and we're not going to get time to breathe. So I'm trying to get the breathing in now because later
enough,
on it's not going to happen.
Fair enough.
But yes, we're going to be catching up with Zibu, Natalie Zibung from Her Society.
And also the amazing woman behind Lick Entertainment. And Lick Entertainment, if you don't know them, you should know them. But if you don't, they run the most amazing lesbian events right across Australia now and even in New Zealand.
Yes.
And I hear soon they're going even further abroad.
Wow. Ooh. Oh, exciting.
It is exciting
it
stuff.
It is. No. And yeah, she's also going to be telling us about what it was like touring with Kiyomi and Lauren.
Ah, yes. Kiyomi and Lauren from The Real L Word. Mm. They look like a very loving couple.
They do, but I'm sure we'll find out all the goth.
We are going to find out goth.
From Zibu, as I'm going to call her.
Yes.
And we're finally, hopefully, going to get to the article about why everyone hates couples.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah.
Eventually, further down the line. You know. We're also hoping to talk, you've got a little bit of an article about rainbow families. Maybe we'll share that one as well.
Yes. It's from Germany.
It's action-packed.
It is. Hopefully we get to that as well. And, of course, the events for this weekend so we know what we're doing.
That is true. And if you are in Melbourne and you do want to get out and about, the events listing we've got is pretty good. There's a new event as well that we'll be talking about that's on Friday, so I'm a bit excited about that. And that's about it.
That's about it.
That's about it.
Yes.
It's a big show.
It is a big show.
Now, I noticed something pretty cool today.
On Facebook, yes.
On Facebook, yes. On the Book of Face. That, and I mean, if you didn't notice it, I don't know what rock you're under, but you can stay there. It's quite cozy under rocks.
It is.
I'm not saying that I'm like
if you're Patrick from SpongeBob, you know, I'm sure you enjoy being under a rock.
Yeah, very clever. I like what you've done there. Mm. Now, of course, there was a movement on social media today. A movement.
A movement?
Yeah, a movement. Where everybody was changing their profile pictures to red.
Yes, I did see that. And I did get sent the link, but I didn't really... I sort of thought, do I do it? How do I do it? And then I thought, then I've got to undo it. And I thought, you know what? I'll just leave it.
When I realised what it was for, I thought it was very important that we all get on board. And a lot of people did change their Facebook photos to red today. I changed mine over as well. And the movement itself, just off same article that we've pulled here from the wonderful Matt Atkinson, it says the movement led by the Human Rights Campaign comes as the US Supreme Court hears arguments in two historic marriage equality cases. One is to challenge Prop 8, which bans same-sex marriage in California, and the other is challenging the Defense of Marriage Act, which defines marriage as the legal union of one man and one woman.
Boo. Yes.
Boo.
I know.
So basically, the whole idea was that everybody was changing to red and showing their support, and it was fantastic.
Yes, and I believe that's also why Ellen is departing the country very soon, or if she hasn't already departed, it's because she's going to be, I think, going to be talking at these things.
Oh,
so, yes,
okay.
So she's going to be putting her support amongst many others as to why. And she's got a very interesting article, which I might send you in the coming days. We might put it on our Facebook page.
Well, it's not very helpful right now.
I know, but I don't have the link. It's on my phone. It's inappropriate for me to look on my phone now to get the link. But, you know, she's just talking about the fact that, you know, her and Posh have been married for 4 years and how it hasn't affected. She's asked her neighbours and it hasn't affected them in any way.
No, the world has not fallen to pieces.
You know, so, you know, this is her argument and it's a very well-written article, as always it would be from her. And, yes.
Are you having a fangirl moment over Ellen right now?
Not really, because... She put me out a week because she was sick. It was like I planned last week to see her and she did it this week. And I was really busy this week. I was like, no.
It was very interesting seeing all of the photos popping up on social media the other day. People in Melbourne who were getting their Ellen stalk on and they were trundling around Fed Square and Birrarung Mar trying to spot Ellen. And one person did get quite close.
Yeah, I've got a friend who was actually pretty close and it didn't look like it, well, it looked like it was in a park, but it didn't look like it was the official stage. So I don't know where she was, but she's a tall lady.
Just
so maybe that's
following
how,
her around.
You know, so maybe that's how she got
caught
a photo.
Caught her on her way to the loo or something.
But if you've seen them out and about or if you've got into contact with them, had a chat, you know, got your 2 degrees of separation, let us know.
We would like you to let us know. We're on Ellen Watch officially from right now until 9 p.m. So if you have seen them, do let us know. You can send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email us at onair@joy.org.au. You are with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link, and we're very happy to be on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tiana. Joy 94.9. We have a very awesome guest on the line.
On the line.
Hey, Zebu.
Oh, no. Do you have to call me that too? Oh, Jenny was enough.
Yeah, see, Jenny started me calling you Zebu. There's too many Natalies. I've got to say, there's way too many Natalies in the community.
But there is only one Natalie Zebu.
Yes, I know. But I
Maybe
know at least five Natalies.
Like,
so when I have to, you know, differentiate, I have to call them different names. Therefore, you're Zebu.
Well, I know a lot of Bashas too. You know,
really?
There's Basha on Joy, there's Basha on Laylink.
Same person.
Co-host.
Basha? Yeah, there was a Basha in the 80s that did a music show.
Oh, okay. See, yeah. There's five now.
Ah, oh, see? But I'm all still the same person. I could call you Pooh, though.
No, that's fine. Pooh was just fine. Thanks.
Yeah, see?
We just call you something with a Z in it. We'll call you Zorro.
Oh, no. Actually, like in high school, they used to call me Nazi because it was N-A.
Oh, that's awful.
Not really. No, wait a minute. No. Not especially because I'm half Swiss, so, you know.
Oh, okay, well, yeah.
Still not good.
No, it's still not good. No. How are you lovely ladies today?
We're very well. We were talking just before the break about the fact that you host these amazing lesbian dance parties throughout Australia.
Yeah.
Would you like to give us a little bit of a rundown about them?
Yes. Yeah, look, I run a handful of them. The most popular one, obviously, is called Lick.
I would say it's more of a bucket. Rather than a handful. Go on.
Yeah, well, I started that in 2009, so, you know, over 4 years ago, and started in Melbourne. It was just an idea and something that I wanted to do, I don't know, really on the side. I thought, should I? And I did it, and it took off, which was really good. And then it started becoming more popular, and I took it to other cities because the demand was there. We started getting a lot of feedback from a lot of girls in the other state, you know, asking if we were ever going to bring it interstate. And we started Sydney the year after in 2010, and then Brisbane after that. And very recently, we launched in Adelaide, Perth, and Auckland in New Zealand. So.
And you're doing this all at the same time as working?
Yes, full-time work in film and TV, plus the radio, plus I do some other stuff and events.
And maybe we could get the scoop here. Are you a vampire? Do you sleep?
I told you. Kind of something like that, yes. Well, vampires sleep. I kind of don't.
You don't sleep? Okay.
Yeah, now, so it's been good.
Go on.
Yeah. No, it's been fantastic, and I've had opportunities and to tour some amazing artists and personalities, obviously Whitney Sada, not last year, the year before, as well as last year and this year with Lauren and Kill Me. So, yeah, it's been good.
It's been good.
Now,
it's,
we're going to get back to those two ladies, but
yeah.
what is Alice?
Oh,
or who is Alice?
Who is Alice? Look, Alice is something new that's going to be coming. So what the mindset is, I'm going to, the Lick name is going to be stepping back and having a bit of a break.
Okay.
And we're revolutionizing the event and calling it Alice in every city. So we are launching Alice in every city in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
The reason being, I'm planning something very, very big in Australia, and I'd like to keep and reserve that Lick name for it.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is sounding good.
Yeah, so it is, well, look, it won't be in a few months' time, be more between a year or two from now, because it's definitely going to be exciting. It's going to be big, and it's a lot of work, so I'm actually starting it now.
Now, Basha, are you currently stalking Natalie's page?
Yeah, of course. And I'm hit by Dinah.
Dinah, yeah. Mm. Well, you girls going to Dinah?
No.
No.
Why not?
Sorry.
I'm saving for a wedding.
Oh.
Yeah.
Who's wedding?
My wedding.
Yeah, I know. That's cool. When's your wedding?
Well, officially, the scoop is March next year.
Cool. Yeah. Well, March next year, Dinah, so I don't know if I'll go.
You weren't invited, Natalie.
No, I'm not going to Dinah, but anyway, shut down. No, that's cool. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you and Nat are beautiful.
Thanks. Yeah. All right. Well, tell us a little bit about Dinah, because are you going to be going or not?
Well, Ginny and I were due to go, but we've had some things kind of in the way, and we can't now. But we did plan. We go every year. We've gone for the last 2 years, and luckily her society are official sponsors of Dinah and vice versa.
Yay.
Yeah, so a big privilege to have. Dinosaur is the biggest lesbian music festival event in the world, and they get an average of between 8,000 and 10,000 girls every single year.
It's just crazy, isn't it?
It is. It's massive. You just don't understand the scale of Dinosaur until you're there in Palm Springs, which is just a couple hours drive outside of California. It's a desert town, and it's a beautiful town in the base of some rocky mountains, and the whole town just turns into Lesbianville.
That's the way we like it.
That's definitely the way we like it. And when you're walking around, you just see girls everywhere holding hands, just being themselves. It's just like Planet Lesbian.
Planet Lesbian.
Well, yeah. I put it to you, Zeebo, I want you to do that here somewhere in Australia. So that we have something somewhere, like yeah. Dinah.
We want lesbian Mecca.
You know?
Maybe that's just what I'm working on.
Oh,
maybe.
Interesting.
Maybe.
Okay.
Nothing.
All right.
But
we'll have the Zeebo Festival.
Yeah.
I don't even want to go to that.
It's okay.
Can go to that.
We'll go for you.
Thank you. That's nice. Tell me how it is.
Now, why don't you tell us a little bit about when Whitney and Sada from The Real L Word came to visit. They've come twice now as part of a Lick Juicy tour.
Yeah, well, the first year, not 2012, last year, 2011, I originally contacted Whitney and the two Juicy DJs, and at that time, because the Real L Word stopped filming, and I think it stopped at the point where Whitney and Sada were just hooking up, but we didn't know.
That was my favorite bit.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, me too. The shower.
That one.
It kind of just stopped when they were hooking up, and I didn't know the situation, and Whitney contacted me and was like, you know, can Sada come? And I went, sure. You know, at the time, she was known as the hot go-go dancer, and yeah, as the girl from all the raunchy scenes. And I said, oh, yeah, and came over, and they were, you know, they were a beautiful couple. They're really, really down to earth. They're probably one of the nicest people I've ever met. Despite what you hear, Whitney and Sada are massive, how do you say, earth lovers. They just love the earth. They love the environment. They're so caring. They're so down to earth. They're big animal lovers. And, you know, it just shows how much heart they have just by saying that.
They're also supporters of PETA too, aren't they?
They are massive, massive supporters of PETA, again, because of the animals. So, they were a delight to be around. They're very quiet couple, and they had a lot of time for people. Like, they were just, you know, 2-3 hours in one night talking to, you know, 200-300 girls. You'd think you'd be over it by then, but they just kept going, and they actually love to talk to people. They love learning about, you know, who they meet and telling their story as well to people that want to hear it.
Is somebody skateboarding in the background?
That would be a plane.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah, that would be a plane. Yeah.
All right. Now, it is very cool that you brought them over, and you brought them over twice, which was really awesome.
Yes. Now, I have a bit of a scoop. I don't know if you saw the video that went viral, but...
Viral?
I'll give you the link soon, but... Last year when Whitney and Sara came over, they told me a very big secret.
Very big secret. I remember this secret.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So the first time that I had them here at Lick Melbourne, and when the clock struck midnight, it was actually Sara's birthday. And it was also Melbourne Cup Eve at the time. And Whitney was going to propose to Sara on stage at Lick in front of 1,100 girls.
But I, from memory, the bummer is that the lovely people that shot The Real L Word weren't really too fond of that happening.
No, the producers of Showtime wanted them to keep it for the television series, which, look, you know, being in the film industry, I would have said the same thing.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, you'd want to keep that as a worldwide debut, of course. But, look, it was a privilege that Whitney actually thought about it and actually went into planning it, but at the last minute decided not to.
Mm.
You know, that would have been, imagine that, would have been historical.
Well, I mean, it already was the best party that I can remember. But
it was a good night. It was definitely a good night.
I can't remember much, let's just say that.
Definitely a good night.
But, you know, that would have just made it crazy.
It would have been crazy. Yeah,
it would have been crazy.
No, it was good. So I had to bring him back the second time as a married couple.
Yeah, it was beautiful. All right, look, we are going to go to some short break, and we'll be back with the lovely Natalie Zeebung of Lick Entertainment very shortly. You're with Basha and Tian. This is our show, Lay Link on Joy. Welcome back to Lay Link. You're with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Joined in the studio tonight, well, by phone, by the lovely Natalie Zeebung of Lick Entertainment. If you want to send us a text, feel free, 0427JOY949, or you can email at onair@joy.org.au.
Sure can.
Now, just before the short break, we were talking about the lovely Whitney and Sada and how they were fortunate enough to come out to our wonderful country.
Oh, twice. Yes, twice.
Twice.
Yes. I like how you say Sada. Well done.
Sada.
Sada.
Yeah.
Yeah. You said correctly.
Yeah. I was correcting people left, right, and center when that came out.
Oh, that's good. I was severely corrected when I asked Sarah.
Oh. Wow.
Don't mispronounce the Portuguese name, trust me.
All right, now, Lauren and Kiyomi.
Yes. Now, I remember watching The Real Elwood, and I actually didn't watch it when I started touring Whitney and Stata. I don't know. It was just one of those things where, you know, watch it, never got around to it. And I started watching it after I had met them and after the first tour and got into it and then started watching season three. And, you know, Lauren, beautiful, beautiful Lauren, comes up on the screen with her best friend Amanda. And I was a little smitten with Amanda when I first started watching The Real Elwood, I must admit. We all know who Amanda is.
Yeah.
Amanda Lee Dunn. Yeah. And, I got in contact with Lauren and asked her if she wanted to come down, and she responded saying, yes, you know, heard all about the trip from Whitney and Sada, was waiting for you to contact me, love to bring you.
Just waiting.
Yeah. And then came back saying Kiyomi would like to come. And again, you know, the show ended with those two getting together. We all don't know what happens after that, because usually it ended, I think the filming ended around July or something, and I was contacting them around August, September, so I didn't really know what the story was, but good to hear that they were together, and got him over on the plane.
Now, I think in hotness scale, if I was to have to choose, I'd probably go with Kiyomi.
You would?
Yeah.
Why is that?
Well, because...
she flashed you, right?
Yeah, she flashed her during...
There was a situation.
Yeah, on air.
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll go into that later.
Yeah, that was a situation. Now, I mean, you toured them through many cities in Australia.
Yeah.
Do you have a highlight?
I do, yes. So we did Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, our three usual cities, and then we launched in Adelaide, Perth, and Auckland, New Zealand. Now, we as the Lick Entertainment team came to a conclusion after thorough research and thinking time, aka perving time.
Okay, and, right.
Yeah. No, it was a lot of thought went into this. And one city out of all the five, well, all the six, we're talking Australasia, stood out the most. Now, we were really surprised. We walked into this venue and we just went, wow, where did you ladies come from? They were just beautiful, beautiful ladies. They were well-behaved. They were there to have fun. They had a great attitude. The vibe was fantastic. They were just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful-looking, a beautiful-looking crowd, an amazing city. Now, I'm going to leave it with you for a second. I want you to guess. I'm not going to tell you. It's a little bit later on, till the end.
Okay.
Let you go, so you've had enough of me.
Okay.
And you need
enough
to get.
Of you? No.
That never happens.
Oh, shut up. We'll see. You have to guess. Out of Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Perth, Adelaide, Auckland.
Well, I'm thinking it's one of the new ones.
You think so?
Yeah.
Okay.
I reckon it's a new city. What do you think?
Okay. Well,
when I was looking at all the photos that you were posting, thank you for that, Auckland looked beautiful.
Auckland, did you say?
Yeah, it looked... That event, like
Auckland,
that...
Yeah.
They really, you know, set up that venue beautifully.
Yeah, look, the Auckland venue, I must say, was probably one of my... one of my top favourites.
I've got to say Adelaide.
You got to say Adelaide?
Mm.
Yeah. Did you perv through the LA photos?
Yeah.
Didn't that look over your shoulder?
No.
Okay.
I did that when she went to work.
I see.
No, I'm just kidding.
Just putting a disclaimer out there so I don't get sued by your girlfriend. Your fiancé.
Yeah, fiancé, yes.
Yeah. This rock hit right
here. Yeah, what, stop waving that arm around, you know. You could hurt someone here.
God.
Yeah, sorry. So you say Adelaide, Basha, you think Auckland?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Adelaide.
But no, wait, Basha, you mentioned the venue. You didn't comment about the girls.
See, I really like the Adelaide venue too, just saying.
Yeah.
It looked cool.
The Adelaide venue is an old synagogue.
Amazing.
Absolutely amazing. It's probably one of the best venues in Adelaide, so very, very an honour to be able to host.
Actually, you know what? Can I change my vote?
Change your vote?
I want to change my vote. I'm going with Perth.
You're going with Perth?
I'm going with Perth.
Okay.
Because that there is an untapped resource. And
really?
I mean that figuratively.
Oh, yes. And you're not going to be tapping that anymore.
I did say best looking crowd. I didn't say best looking venue. So, you know, just.
No, I'm going with crowd.
Okay, yep. Good. Okay.
See, I wasn't really looking at the crowd. I was looking at the venues. I'm sorry.
What's going on?
And the photos that I saw were basically of like the DJs and of yourself and of Kiyomi and Lauren. So I didn't really see the crowd. It's very difficult to make an assessment. I'm sure they're all beautiful in their own way.
They are. Yes, they all are.
And I was actually at the Sydney event, so, you know, I just remember that. They were very young.
Yeah, look, the Sydney crowd are quite young, and being Mardi Gras, of course, it was just extra craziness. But no, it was a great night in Sydney. The vibe was amazing, and everyone was all buzzy from the Mardi Gras party.
I have to give a bit of a shout out to one of your crew.
Go on.
The amazingly ridiculously talented Andrew Kneebone.
Oh, yeah.
Your photographer is brilliant,
isn't he?
He's amazing.
Yeah, well, see, the beauty of us is we have a very strong team, and Andrew is someone that's been with me since day one, really, from the very first lick at the Glass House in 2009.
Huh, memories.
Yeah, well, you were there?
No, not the lick, just the Glass House.
Well, there you go,
It is not around anymore.
No, it's sadly enough, it's gone.
Mm.
Yeah, so... Yeah, there goes history.
Back to Andrew.
He's been with me from day one, and he flies everywhere with me. I don't do a lick without him.
Really?
Hey, come on. Wait a minute.
I said I'd be kind. That's as kind as I'm going.
Yeah. You did walk into that one, so, you know.
Yeah.
You kind of did.
I laid that carpet down.
Yeah.
You know, he's definitely the man. And from his photos, you know, his work speaks for himself. Whenever he walks into a venue, the girls scream his name and go, Andrew, photo, Andrew. And I keep saying to him, you know, there's not many straight men that lesbians will scream their name of.
So. That's very true.
While you can.
My partner and I, Natalie, we managed to corner Andrew in Melbourne at Lick with Lauren and Kiyomi, and we did say to him that we needed a new Facebook photo.
Aww.
And he was happy to oblige.
Isn't he amazing?
He is, and it's beautiful. And he has a very good philosophy there of saying that, you know, he took a blurry photo of just the dance floor, and then he took a photo of us, and he's like, you're the ones that make it beautiful.
Aww.
I was like, hell yeah, we are.
Yeah, of course. No, he's probably one of the best photographers I've ever come across in my life.
He is, without a doubt. Go and Google that guy, because he's really good.
There you go.
He always makes you look really good, so, you know, I like that.
My complexion is flawless in his photos. It's just weird.
There you go.
Love it.
It's all about the talent.
Now, you got some... Do you have any gossip from your recent tour?
Yeah, come on. What did those girls get up to? Come on, they must have done something naughty.
Anything juicy apart from flashing me while I was on air and giving me a full minute's worth of silence?
Yeah.
I'll tell you something about Lauren and Kiyomi. They're so in love. They're just a beautiful smitten couple with each other. And Kiyomi is such a joker. She's a practical joker, and she's hilarious.
Yeah, we did notice that.
Yeah, we got that.
Yeah.
With her boobs squished up against the glass. That was great.
Squashed the boobs against the glass where you were on air.
Yeah.
It was a beautiful moment.
Yeah, well, I'm sure it was for you.
Thank you for making that happen for me.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I nudged her and went, go. And she went, okay.
I love it.
Yeah. She's a ball of fun. And, oh, I guess goss. Kiyomi is the lead singer of the rock band Hunter Valentine.
Woo.
Yeah, and they just finished touring America with Sum 41. And when they were here, we went backstage and partied with the Sum 41 boys and Offspring as part of Soundwave.
Nice.
So pretty much, yeah, well, it was kind of coincidental. We were in certain cities when Soundwave was on, so we caught up with them in the band. And Kiyomi is 100% just a pure rock star. She's a rock star.
She's a rock star.
She's a rock star.
Hands down, rock star.
Hands down, rock star. Hence why she can flash, you know.
So,
really.
You are, yeah, well, yeah. I wasn't complaining. There was a couple of cool appearances on your tour, I noticed. You had the amazing Switch join you in Brisbane.
Yes, she came down to Brisbane. Switch was there. We all know from Aussie Dyke Style or Gangnam Style.
I love that. You know, that it's so funny.
Yeah, we're keeping in touch. She's writing a few more songs and videos, so stay tuned for what she's going to be releasing in the next couple of weeks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
To the social media.
Yeah, definitely keep in touch. And we had Sum 41 and The Offspring and Billy Talent turn up at Lick Brisbane.
Fantastic.
Yes.
And I also know, and we'll give a special shout out to the wonderful ladies behind Lesbi Honest, the Facebook group.
Yes, Jody and Leia, they're just amazing.
Amazing. They've currently got, I think it's 105,000 likes on their page.
I thought it was more. Is there 105,000?
It might have gone up since I looked at it.
Wow.
I thought it was today there was an update, but it's cool.
It's fantastic. Cool. Well, they've been a great support, and you know, they ran competitions and we gave away over 2 dozen VIP meet and greet tickets from their page.
Hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, no, they're massive supporters of the community and love the girls a lot.
Now, we wanted to also ask you about Singapore before we forget.
Yeah.
You're heading further overseas.
We are, yeah. We got contacted by an event company that's been running in Singapore for a very long time called Two Queens, and, you know, heard a lot of stuff about us over there, and they get a lot of girls come over from Singapore to come to LIC as well.
Oh.
Yeah, which is amazing, and they said, look, we want to bring LIC over to Singapore and do a collaboration and host the very first LIC Singapore in Asia, really.
So that's so huge. Did you envision those years ago that you would be doing this?
Not at all. You know, we were a little tiny idea at the Glasshouse. You know?
You're a little pod.
See, I remember that because I was at one of the Glasshouse things and I went there and I went, oh my God, this is the best thing ever. Why is this not on every weekend? Who are these people? What are they doing? And we were just like, we were blown away because we just could not believe that the caliber of DJs you had, the mix and everything, it was just different to anything that was, you know, on the market more or less at that time.
Yes, exactly. It's all about it. When you launch an event, I guess you need to really strategically place it at the right time. You know, at the right place at the right time. And at that time, I was only just coming out. I just came out of a 3.5-year relationship in that year, and I guess I wasn't comfortable going out to certain places just because I just didn't feel comfortable, and I wanted to just create my own space and my own thing. And, yeah, did it at the Glasshouse, and it took off. You know, we sold out 400 tickets the day before, and we had lines down the street.
So that's inspirational, really, because, you know, if I need a change, I'll clean my desk. Like, you created a phenomenon.
Yeah, well, it was, you know, it kind of just, you know, it took off from there. And I guess the year after, we kind of went a bit crazy with the numbers, and it got really out of control where I had to implement a ticketing system because we went from, you know, 400 to 600 to 800, and then the most we ever had was about 1,100.
And that wasn't an Easter, I believe.
That was Good Friday Eve. It
yes.
was actually tomorrow 2 years ago.
Yes, I remember that event.
Yeah, the black and white.
Yeah, I don't get claustrophobic.
Black and white.
But that was a very, very full event.
Intense.
And there was a queue, the longest queue outside.
Yes, there was. I think it was a 2-hour wait.
Oh my gosh.
Which was ridiculous. And, you know, at one point I had to tell the management to stop letting people in. And I don't know how, but I think girls snuck in somehow, but they just kept coming in. And we still left a good 200 girls standing outside on the street with nowhere to go.
Well, they should have got there early.
Yeah.
See, I was one of those that snuck in because they were letting some people in that I was standing next to, and I'm like, yeah, I'm with them.
Really?
I know. I was naughty.
You're naughty.
I didn't want to name drop at that time, so I thought I'll just be nice and just quietly go in because they thought I was part of this group, and I wasn't going to deny the fact I'd been standing in the queue for 45 minutes. I had people waiting inside, and I thought, you know what? I'm going in.
You're one smart woman.
I know.
I look at the same.
Gosh.
Don't worry.
Queue jumping is very important.
Well, see, I don't queue jump. I feel really bad because, you know, the people that got there before you obviously deserve to get in before you. So, you know, I'll stand in the line at Pinkalicious on Sundelicious. I have no qualms doing it because I know what it's like. So,
yeah, yeah, I can relate to that. I'm happy to be in the line.
Totally.
But if an opportunity presents itself, you pounce on said opportunity.
I'll always buy VIP so that the line is shorter, but I'm still going to wait in the line.
Fair enough. Well, we're good people, Tion.
Hell yeah.
Are you saying I'm not good people?
Yes, no. Yes we are.
Just joke.
Now, I love that you've nominated the most attractive city during your last tour, but I was also interested to ask you just quickly, the opportunity to work with new DJs in these new cities, how did you go with that? How'd you go about it?
We get a lot of DJs contacting us. They send us their mix or because, you know, DJs talk to DJs and they know of each other. I get a lot of recommendations from our my co-producer, Jessica Foster, who's aka Nugget.
Nugget.
You all know? Yep.
Yeah. She looked divine in Melbourne the other night, I'm just saying.
Yeah, Jess looks divine every time.
Her dress was gorgeous.
Yeah. She's definitely a cutie.
Yeah.
She's a super cutie. Yeah, so she does have a lot of networks, but we do also handpick a lot of our DJs. We meet them prior, we talk to them first, and they've got to feel part of the family as well.
Yeah, the gay family.
Yeah, our family, you know, our family. And, we listen to a lot of mixes. And I'll go check out a DJ playing at a gig. And I like to tour an interstate DJ. Like, I'll be bringing Dara Tiger Lily, who we all know from Sydney, down in the next couple of months to join us in Melbourne and Brisbane, and doing a lot of work as well with Cunning Pant from Sydney as well, the founder and owner of Girlthing.
That's a good party.
It's a great party, yeah. She's actually playing tomorrow in Singapore.
I can still remember the first Mardi Gras I went to. I went to Girlthing after Mardi Gras, and I got thoroughly lost in the ball pit. It's fantastic.
I do remember that.
It's good value.
I just remember seeing this ball coming out, and I was like, oh, there's Tia. There's a hand. That must be Tia.
Yeah, the ball pit's good fun. And it's, I was there when they had jelly wrestling. That was good fun.
Oh, now I feel like I missed out.
Missed out.
Hey, we need jelly wrestling.
All right, running it down.
We've got a message here from the Sticker Girls. Love, Mandy. Cheers from the Sticker Girls. Does anyone know who the Sticker Girls are?
No.
Who are the Sticker Girls?
Well, no.
Let us know who you are. If you want to send us a text, you can 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. Natalie, where can they go to find more information about you and Lick?
You can go to www.lickentertainment.com.au and all's there.
And you should totally read Natalie's bio because it's cute.
Oh, is it?
It is. I like your bio.
You can read my bio.
I read your bio years ago now, but I can remember it.
Oh,
I've got a good memory.
Oh,
she's stalking you probably right as we speak.
Just a little bit.
No, that's cool.
It's not weird.
It's not weird at all.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking to us tonight, Natalie, and we hope to see you out at more fantastic events around Australia. We really are the lucky country, aren't we?
We are. We're actually at the forefront of many amazing events. And hey, FYI, do you want to know the hottest city?
Oh, yes, we do.
Yes.
Perth.
I was right. Hell yeah. Perth
well
is
done.
Hottest city. Okay.
Yes,
I'm writing that down. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Leylink exclusive. All right. Thank you very much, Natalie. Have a fantastic night.
You too, ladies. I'll talk to you later.
You're on Leylink with Basha and Tian. This is Joy. Welcome back to Leylink with Basha and Tian on Joy 94.9. Send us a text on 0427JOY949 or email at onair@joy.org.au. If you head to joy.org.au website right now, you can find our program page, which will be on the right-hand side of the screen. I don't know my left from my right. Be quiet. And you can link up with us on social media. Go and like our page. You get an events listing every single week so you know what's on. Alternatively, you could just listen to our show.
Yes, and we'd just like to say congratulations to Anita for 500 shows.
500. Anita's Women on Wings.
I went to that concert and it was actually 5 hours of entertainment. It was brilliant.
5 hours? That's
five
fantastic.
Hours of entertainment.
That is fantastic.
It was really good. Mm. So, yes, well done, Anita. Hopefully we make it to 500.
Now, of course, if you do want to know about events, as I said, hook us up on Facebook. It's all
now,
good.
That's the end of our show.
That is the end of our show. And we've done well tonight. We managed to get the beautiful Natalie Zeebung. We pinned her down and we got her to jump on the phone and have a chat to us about her fantastic events through Lick Entertainment. You can go to their website, www.lickentertainment.com.au. These events are happening all over Australia and now Australasia.
Yes.
So which is awesome.
I know. So keep a tab on it. Keep See what's going. Make sure you're going.
Keep a tab on it.
Keep a tab on it.
You can email us out of Leylink hours at leylink@live.com.au. This has been Basha and Tian with our show Leylink on Joy.
You're listening to the Sapphic Sisterhood, Basha and Tian, Leylink on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.